Governor Matt Bevin has stated that Medicaid expansion must be transformed somehow to be sustainable. And I wonder what your position is on that and what you found in your May 12th conference is the response of those who attended.
Well, we were excited to see the numbers of people who came to the table with innovative suggestions for making Medicaid work better. Things from streamlining on the administrative side to innovative ways to deliver care. And that really dovetails with some of the work that the foundation has funded over the years. You mentioned our 15 years of experience. We have funded a number of pilot projects in communities to let people try innovative strategies. When I say innovative strategies, it's things like using telehealth or even telepsychiatry so that people don't have to travel from remote rural areas to see a specialist with the expertise they need. We've also funded some demonstration projects that make us believe in the value of community health workers, lay trained workers in the community who can help people navigate the complexities of the healthcare system. So when folks came together on May 12th, they had these and lots of other ideas about ways that we can make Medicaid work better and cost less.
The governor has been looking for ways to save money. He's got his eye on the huge pension deficit that we have here, and that, of course, is a grave concern for everybody in the state. He has said that Medicaid recipients should have some skin in the game, is a way he put it. And he cited Indiana, which received a federal waiver that allows it to charge premiums based on income levels to people who want benefits beyond the basic Medicaid program. How was this idea received among the people who attended the meeting?
Well, the folks who were with us on May 12th were loud and clear that they don't want to see penalties. For example, they don't want to see someone dropped off the Medicaid rolls because they've been unable to pay a premium. But they were more favorably inclined toward premiums than they were toward co-pays. And the understanding behind that is a premium is a known fixed amount that you can budget for. When you walk into get care at different settings, the co-pays may be very different from one visit to the next. And if you should happen to have a serious illness and a substantial co-pay, we would never want that to derail people from getting the care that they need.
What is the cost, Dr. Zepeda, of having so many people without access to health care?
The short answer is that when people don't get timely care and they defer their care, it ultimately costs more. It costs more for them personally, and it costs more for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We know that chronic diseases are a challenge in our state. And late-stage care of chronic diseases is both financially costly and the outcomes are less promising. So one of the things that's exciting about what's happening with more people insured is that they're getting that preventive care that they need in a more timely manner. And they're learning and engaging in strategies for taking care of themselves